The second wave and harsher lockdown restrictions have had an impact on various sectors of the economy, with some firms recently announcing planned job cuts. Unions, however, don't think this is the way to go, and FEDUSA has called for a moratorium on all retrenchments in an effort to preserve jobs. Joining me now to discuss this in detail is the General Secretary of FEDUSA, Rifta Ajam. Thanks so much, Rifta, for your time this evening. So you've called, like I say, for a moratorium on retrenchments amidst level 3 lockdown restrictions for sectors reeling from the effects of the various lockdown levels we've seen. What response have you received to your call?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. We've had very much interest in terms of the process. As you can well understand, coming out of the hard lockdown and many sacrifices that have already been made by workers, we see this move now as somewhat of a bittersweet undertone, as we are finding that whilst workers are starting to return to work, the sectors that have been hard hit by the very lockdown have now once again been shackled by this process. It is the festive season. It is the season that many workers were hoping would bring about some kind of reversal of fortunes for them. But unfortunately now, as we've seen the second wave, many people not necessarily being completely strict in terms of the protocols. Unfortunately, this is where they are right now, and we have to be able to honour those workers to give them that kind of soft landing that they so deserve.
Yeah. While this will be ideal, Rifta, we are in a new reality where businesses are struggling to navigate the economic climate. How would companies get this right if they are amongst those who are seeing revenues depleted and wearing thin, too thin to in fact afford salaries? What's the proposal?
There are various factors that we need to take into account firstly here. When we talk about the restrictions on level 3, we need to take into account that whilst workers equally have been shackled with a financial burden, in essence financial discrimination, we are not incognizant of the plight of employers as well, because we have noted in the very industries that we have called for this moratorium, it is enveloped by many small, medium and micro enterprises. Many of them are generational family businesses, and with what has happened here now, they are unable to even respond to the economic recovery plan, needless to find their feet in this process. And we are calling on government to demonstrate that leadership that is needed here now more than ever. There's a stimulus package that has been spoken of. The $500 billion has yet to be translated into a reality. More specifically, the $100 billion that had been dedicated towards job creation and job retention. So unfortunately, we have not seen the value of this, and more so, we look at the loan guarantee scheme and the tax incentives. So we urge government to come to the party, and equally so, organize business, because they too have the necessary liquidity and the capacity where government is falling short.
Yeah. How much engagement have you been having with government? Are you managing to bend its ear?
The engagements with government has already started since the hard lockdown. FEDUSA is represented at NEDLAC, at the Rapid Response Task Team, and now the extension to the Command Council as well. What we are ideally wanting to do through the social compact that we are looking towards is to ensure that the various incentives that have been in place, specifically so the COVID TERS process, we are wanting that lifeline to be extended beyond the 15 October deadline. It is a way of giving back to workers, because ultimately the UIF is a fund where workers contribute towards. It is workers' money, and during this time of need, government needs to show its hand. It needs to come to the party and make sure that we can extend the COVID TERS process specifically for the tourism, hospitality and entertainment sectors that needs it more than ever. So that is the one angle that we are looking at, and equally as an alternate towards these Section 189 processes, we are calling for a collaborative effect where businesses can support the trade unions in terms of the training layoff scheme. This will ultimately increase their disposable income right now, because at least it will guarantee that they can secure 75% of their salaries on a monthly basis for a period of 12 months, whilst during that time they will be upskilled and reskilled in order to be absorbed back into the labour market.
You look at some of those levers that need to be pulled, or you're suggesting to be pulled, Rifta. I can't imagine that you were too happy with yesterday's SARB's MPC decision on interest rates.
Well, we understand the context within which the MPC had made that decision, but considering the mandate of the Reserve Bank at the time, we have seen a succession of interest rate cuts last year. And we were really hoping that the governor would have exercised a little bit more, not restraint, but flexibility in terms of that move. We need disposable income at this stage for workers as a soft landing. And at the same time, by considering a possible reduction, the Reserve Bank would have been able to give a lot more support to the economy at this stage, considering what has happened in light of the Level 3 restrictions. So whilst we understand, we also need to know that the economy needs to be stimulated, and this would have been an ideal opportunity at the first meeting of the Reserve Bank for 2021.
On that note, let's leave it there, Rifta. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, General Secretary of FEDUSA, Rifta Ajam.